Can you tell me a little bit about the band and what you do and how you started?
Well, Trail West is a Kiwi band. We formed in 2008 in Tyree, and we play mostly in Scotland, but we do play, we've done a couple of things abroad and also in England. But mostly in Scotland, we just play for dances, weddings, playing pubs. We do a good mix of Scottish and Irish tunes, and we also do quite a lot of songs these days, which is something that's developed since things started in 2008. So yeah, very busy with gigs, and it's great fun to be part of a Kiwi band and doing so many gigs throughout Scotland.
So it's much of a community, local vibe.
Yeah, certainly. When we first started in 2008, the lineup was all people from the island of Tyree and the Inner Hebrides of Scotland. So that was it was great to be able to do a couple of gigs in Tyree and further afield with your friends. But since then, quite a few of the band members who started off in the band had other commitments. One of them worked on a croft, the other was an apprentice electrician, and the initial guitarist was just wasn't really wanting to pursue a career in music. So we had to went through a kind of tough phase where they were wanting to maybe not do as many gigs, but some of us were. So we kind of had a few lineup changes, and now there's only two surviving founding members. And there's another boy from Tyree who was drafted in. He plays guitar. And we actually bumped into a boy from South Uist, which is another island in Scotland. And we managed to get him on board. And he's been with us since around 2010. So lineup's changed a wee bit, but still doing the same kind of thing and having the same kind of crack, really. So it's good.
So what made you want to follow the genre of Scottish folk, so of traditional music?
Well, as I say, there in Tyree, there's a very strong tradition of traditional music, and also mainly the accordion. There's a man in Tyree that's taught hundreds of people, literally hundreds, and the population island is only at 650 now. But over the years since he started teaching in the late 60s, there's been so many accordion players from the island. His name's Gordon Connell. And there's bands such as Gunna Sound. They were the first to kind of really make a go at actually making money out of it. Then Skippinish came along, and then Skerry Vohr, and now ourselves. And we'd actually been followed closely by another band from Tyree called the Doon Moor Ceilidh Band. So it's really good, and that's kind of what set us up to kind of to learn music and then to look at it as a career. I mean, these bands were doing it, so we realised it was a viable career option. Although sometimes it can be quite tough, of course, but that kind of really helps to make us do that thing and to follow the folk and traditional kind of genres.
So it's all quite a homely sort of genre, really, then, isn't it?
Certainly. It's quite a small kind of... Well, it's actually, things are improving greatly with the Faish movement in Scotland, but, you know, we know most bands on the Ceilidh circuit anyway. There's Ceilidh music's slightly different to Scottish dance music, which is much more regimented, and it's also quite different to what I would call as, you know, maybe contemporary folk, which a lot of people are doing these days. But all genres have got, you know, a good pool of musicians within them. Although, you know, you've probably heard of most of the people. Maybe you don't know them, but you know the names within the genre. So it's definitely very much a kind of very much local kind of tradition, and especially in the west coast of Scotland, where all the islands are quite close knit. Especially now with the development of festivals in Tyree and Uist and Jura and islands like that, people get to know each other from other islands and get to have tunes. So it's good. It's great. I mean, and all these kind of bands really help each other, which is brilliant. You know, if we can't do a gig, we'll pass on contact numbers for other bands. You know, so in a way, you are competing with each other, but you're also helping each other because, you know, you'd rather see your friends getting the gigs rather than somebody you don't really know. So we all help each other out.
I just wanted to talk about your albums a little bit. Your first album, One That Got Away, was very instrumental based, and I suppose you've already kind of spoken about that. But your second album seems to have more vocals included. How was it working with bigger names such as Malcolm Jones from Rumrig and stuff like that?
Oh, it was terrific. Working with Malcolm anyway, it was a kind of tune kind of idea that he'd composed for an album years ago. The album was actually called Close to Home, the name of the track. And we just thought, well, we knew Malcolm from doing a couple of gigs and various festivals that he was part of. And we thought, well, we'll just ask him. The worst he can say is no. And he was very keen to be involved. So we actually recorded the track ourselves in the studio and then forwarded it on to Malcolm, and he done the work, the electric guitar and the bass parts himself. So we haven't actually been in the studio with him yet, but we promised him we'd go for a curry at some point. So that was the payment for him joining us. But no, it was really good to have somebody like that. We had Kathleen McInnes, a great Gaelic singer, joining us on the album. And as you mentioned there as well, we included more vocals. Shawnee, the boy from Uist, is actually a really good singer. And we decided to kind of utilise that a bit more in this album. And it's the way that music's going, I think, especially for festivals. Folk like to sing along, and, you know, that's probably quite an important element. Although we will never completely move away from instrumental stuff altogether. But it's nice to have a good, healthy balance of both instrumental and vocally led tunes, and it just provides a kind of a good atmosphere, a good set list for a party, you know, which is exactly what we do.
So I think my favourite song is The Island Boy, and I think that's down to the reference of places and just kind of the jovial feel of it. I've also noticed in quite a few other bands they like to mention places. Is this a tradition of the genre or just something you find inspiration in personally?
Well, I think if you look historically at Gaelic music in particular, there's a lot of praise songs for islands, especially with songs that are connected with the clearances when people were forced to emigrate from their homeland, you know, and they were maybe longing for it. So if you look historically, there is a big mention of places and a praise for places, and that's maybe something that is ingrained in the culture. But when we do these songs, you know, that's just places that we are fond of in a kind of joking way. But I think there is probably a tradition there, and you'll look at, I mean, for example, Skipnish's song, Land Below the Waves, it's all about Tyree, and it mentions various places in Tyree, and there's not many people from the island of Tyree that aren't proud of that song and the references it makes to their island. And it was kind of, when you're away from the island, obviously I was brought up in Tyree, but I moved to Glasgow about 6 years ago. And when I hear that song, you do feel a wee bit homesick. I think certainly people do like to connect with places, and that there's no better way to do that than mention them in songs.
So is The Island Boy about someone you know, or just a fictitious character?
Well, Island Boy was about kind of various characters we've met. We've been touring, you know, as I say, since 2008, and some of the characters we've met over the... I mean, that's probably my favourite thing about the job, is the people you meet. And, you know, friends you get to meet. There's probably not one pub in the West Coast, in the islands of the West Coast, that we'd go into, we wouldn't know somebody that we could have a pint with or whatever, you know. So it's really good crack, and you meet certain characters that stick in your mind. And Island Boy was actually an old Irish song called Patsy Fagan, about this Irish guy that came over to Glasgow, and all the women loved him. So we thought, we'll change the words slightly, you know, that suit a kind of chuchter character, and we changed the words a wee bit. And yeah, there's certainly a few inspirations from throughout the islands, but I better not mention any names.
Are there any particular career highlights you're fond of?
Yeah, certainly. I always enjoy playing at Tyree Music Festival. Usually I've played at that every year since it started in 2010, I think it was. And it's now evolved into a massive festival, which has got around 2,000 people going. So it's always our biggest gig, you know, of the year annually. We've also played at a new festival up in Uist that just started last year, and that was a big crowd, you know, it was about 1,400, and we played at Skerry Vore Decade, which was in front of 6,000 people. So it's always great to play in front of loads of people, and you get a good buzz when people respond to your tunes and sing along with the songs you're singing. So I'd say that these three particular gigs are big highlights for me, especially Tyree, getting to go home and play in front of such a big crowd.
So you're playing Mull Music Festival in April. Is the festival's 40th year? Is it your first time there?
No, I think we've played at Mull every year since 2010 as well, actually. We've done a wee kind of trial gig when we first kind of formed, and Neil Morrison, who owns McGaughan, said, oh, well, come along to the festival and we'll give you a slot. So we played there. Mull is actually one of my favourite festivals, because we always ask for the early slot on the Saturday. So we play first on the Saturday so that we can go and enjoy ourselves for the rest of the day, with the one condition that we'll play later on the Sunday in McGaughan's anyway. So we get a good chance to have the crack with different people, and catch up with friends. We've got lots of friends over in Mull. So in terms of crack and shenanigans, I'd say Mull's probably my favourite festival. But yeah, I've enjoyed it every single year. And the main thing is the weather, as I'm sure you know. So we'll, fingers crossed for some sun this year.